Psalms chapter number 30. We'll read the entire chapter, 12 verses. The Bible says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. If you'll notice, verse 1, 2, and 3, he's David talking to the Lord. And now, starting in verse 4, he moves away from talking to the Lord to talking about the Lord and trying to actually talk to the saints about the Lord. In verse 4, the Bible says, Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His. Give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Well, it's amazing how that he went from talking to the Lord to talking about the Lord to the saints. Amen. Those two goes together. You can't hardly talk to Him without wanting to talk about Him. And David, I like this. David wasn't just one that was desiring to praise God personally, as found in verse 1 where David said, I will extol Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up. But here he's wanting the saints of God to join in with him. And God's people are that way. They're personally praising the Lord. They're personally committed to loving Jesus and lifting Him up and glorifying Him. But they want everybody to be involved as well. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His. And give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I wrote just right up over top of that, even today. It's almost like David said, if I can just make it till morning. Amen. He was living in the darkness, but he knew night. He knew the light was coming. He knew the night was there, but the same clock that has a midnight has a midday. He knew daytime was coming and joy, a new day was coming. Thank God for that. I'm glad there's a morning coming for the people of God. But he said, "Joy cometh in the morning." And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Now the scene changes again. Verse 1, 2, and 3, he's talking to the Lord. Verse 4, 5, and 6, he's seemingly talking about the Lord to the saints of God. But now in verse number 7, he's going back to talking to the Lord again. Lord, by Thy favor, Thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide Thy face, and I was troubled. Well, I could claim that statement many times. That God seemingly has hid His face, and it alarmed me. Are we alarmed at His absence? Amen. When He seemingly hides His face, does it trouble you? Verse number 8, I cried to Thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise Thee? Shall it declare Thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be Thou my helper. Man, David knew who to go to in prayer. David battling, burdened, he's going to God and he's saying, "Here, my answer, my help is going to come from the Lord hearing my prayer. Lord, be thou my helper." Boy, like this, David didn't say, "Lord, send help." David didn't say, "Lord, it'd be good if you could send some help." But no, David said, "Lord, be thou my helper." First hand. Amen. "Be thou my helper," verse number 11, "thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing." Well, I'm glad to report to all of us today that God can do that. God can do that. God can turn our burdens into blessings, our mourning into dancing. "Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever." David started out in verse 1 with "I will," and he ends up in verse 12 saying, "I will." "I will extol thee," verse 1 and verse 12, "I will give thanks unto thee forever." I'm interested for a few minutes in verse number 1, and I've got them in parentheses, they just stuck out to me. And the statement, "I will," you might want to at least make a note of that, "I will," in verse 1. And then about halfway through the verse number 1, it says, "For thou hast." And the Lord let me put them two together. "I will, for thou hast." And I began to meditate on that and began to think about that. And I'm telling you, that ought to speak to our heart. David said, "I will. My will's engaged. My will is involved. My will is in motion, all because of the statement, 'For thou hast.'" David said, "Lord, what I'm doing comes out of what you've been doing." Woo! Amen. And I just jotted down a few things here. In fact, the word "I" and "thou" really got big to me. David said, "I will, for thou hast." Amen. Boy, if we can get the "I" and the "thou" to get personal. "I" to get personal with the "thou," and the "thou" to get personal with the "I," we're going to have a time. God, it wants us to get personal. Amen. With Him, "I will," and He wants to get personal with us, "for thou hast." And I just jotted down a few things. 8 times in these 12 verses, you find "thou hast." David, my friend, started out with "I will," but he got carried away with "thou hast." Amen. And I just jotted down this statement here. Number 1, what a consideration. What a consideration. David said, "I will, for thou hast." Well, what was he considering? He was considering the "thou hast" works of God. He was taking a reflection and a roll call of what God had been doing. Well, the devil don't want you to do that. The devil don't want you to think about that. He don't want you to take a roll call of the blessings of God. He wants you to look at everything negative. He wants you to be so focused on what you don't have and where you hadn't been. And He wants you to get focused with that to the point that you forget about the "thou hast." I want to tell you, dear friend, that the devil's real and demons are real and this warfare's real, but it cannot stop God from working. Amen. Cannot stop God from working. And I just thought about David said here, "For thou hast," and he gave 8 of them through this chapter. "Thou hast." How long's it been since you got to thinking about God? thou hast. Amen. I mean, good, looking at the goodness of God. Looking at the blessings of God. Look at, my friend, what He's done in our life. Amen. Well, we ought to praise Him. We ought to consider that. David is showing us here in verse number 1 that I am on purpose, got my mind engaged on the roll call of the blessings of God. I will, for thou hast. Amen. How long has it been since you recognized something God's done in your life? Give Him praise for what He's done in your life. Amen. There'll always be something negative in your life every day and every year. I mean, that's just a part of it. Amen. How long has it been since we just said, in spite of everything we could complain about and everything we could murmur about, we're just going to consider for a little while what God has done. Amen. I mean, look where God's brought you from. Look where you're at today. And oh, look where we're headed. Amen. In the will of God. But I just wrote down that term. Consideration. What a consideration. Amen. Boy, you want to get help. Don't think about what you've done. That'd be depressing. Or what I've done. But think about what He's done. What God has done. And by the way, this one to let the devil know, I'm sure he's you know, the prince and power of the air. And he hates us and we do him as well. Amen. I'm not on speaking terms with him. Amen. But I want him to know that we recognize God has done some things. Amen. And I believe this, God has not only done things, God is doing things, and God will do some things. Amen. I probably missed God today instead of, I started to call in to WGCR. Everybody else is calling in and said we had these many saved and we had all this happen and this is going on and God is moving this way. And I started to call in by faith and just go ahead and announce, go ahead and put RVT in the list. God is fixing to come across the hill. God's fixing to show up. God's fixing to work. Hallelujah. Listen, God's going to do it. Amen. Amen. I sort of don't just call by faith. So just go ahead and put us in the list. Praise God, we're getting in on this too. Amen. We're not just going to give reports and tell about it and amen and shout about it. We're going to be in on it as well. Amen. Amen. It won't be long. Praise God. My friend, they'll be able to get on the radio and say, hey, so many got saved at RVT. Revival has broke out across the hill. Amen. Yeah, amen. What about the consideration? Well, you get away from considering what God has done in your life, you're heading out. Amen. Oh, it's the goodness of God that leadeth men to repentance. I mean, looking at what God has done is the greatest thing that's kept me going over the years. Amen. There's been discouraging times. There's been times I've been defeated, times I've been distant. But I'll tell you one of the things that's kept me going 28 years, in spite of it all, I'll tell you what it's been. My consideration of what Thou hast done. What a consideration. Amen. And then I want to mention a second truth. Not only what a consideration, but I want to say first, second of all, what a motivation. David said, I will, for thou hast. Amen. Boy, David was confessing that he was motivated, that he was inspired by the works of God. Amen. God moves to move you. God doesn't move just to be moving. He don't operate just to be doing something. He wants it to influence us. And David is confessing here, I have been influenced by the divine works of God. David said, I'm motivated. Amen. Are you motivated? Amen. Well, the devil don't want you to be motivated. Well, what is it that motivates us? What is it that motivates us? It's that consideration of the thou hast of God. That's what motivates us. Amen. We could serve notice and look in the mirror and say, hey, you can't quit. God's done too much already. Amen. You can't quit. You can't throw in the towel. You can't hang it up. Look at what God's done. Look where He's brought you from. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, that fires me up. Amen. What a consideration thou hast of God. Amen. What a motivation. God's people are motivated. We're inspired of God, motivated of God. Amen. That's why the devil ought to have a major hard time of getting you off track. It's because you're motivated. Sometimes we're not careful with, and I'm bad about it, I guess. I'm focusing more on what the devil's doing than what God's doing. Amen. And both of them will motivate you. Amen. When you get to focusing on what the devil's doing, you get motivated, but you get motivated to quit praying. Amen. Had an individual tell me this week. Amen. He said, this person told me, I ain't prayed in a week. Problems going on in the life and difficulties hitting the situation. I've not even prayed. Hey, I want to tell you, you know what that is? That's focusing on what the devil's doing, what the devil's saying, and it's motivating them to not pray. It's motivating them to be unfaithful to the house of God. It's motivating them to not read the Bible. Now, no doubt it's probably motivating them to not give to the work of God and missions. Focus on what the devil's doing, what the devil's saying. I'll tell you to motivate you, but it'll motivate you in the wrong direction. But David wasn't thinking about what the devil's doing, but he's thinking about what God has done. And amen, give consideration to that. Amen. And then he was motivated and influenced by the divine works of God. Amen, I like that. And then I note something else in verse 1. Not only what a consideration. 2 is what a motivation. But I notice the third thing, and that is what a determination. David said, I'll try. That I might. I'll work on it. If and maybe and hopeful? No. David just went ahead and started the psalm, started the chapter, and just reached in there and engaged his will, went ahead and put it in gear, and said, I will. Count me in. I am determined. Hallelujah. Glory. Boy, the devil don't want you to be determined. And sometimes, I'm just going to be honest with you, sometimes that's the only thing that's kept me going was just this grit and determination in my soul. Amen. I was talking to Brother Norris on the phone, and he was talking about his brother that won him to God, had been out of the will of God for ever how long it's been. And that man's boy also out of the will of God for ever how long, the one that got killed. And then Brother Chris said, Lord, I've prayed for him all these years, and I've you know, prayed for my family and all of that. But he said, those times, heard him tell it, he said, those times that I thought about quitting, those times I thought about just getting out of it, amen? Then he got to thinking, well, who's going to win my family? Who's going to pray for my family? Amen? Who's going to influence my family? Amen? And in those times when feelings can't carry you, those times, my friend, when circumstances cannot carry you, everything's in an uproar, everything that's going, upside down, what's going to keep you going is just that old-fashioned engagement of your will that says, I'm determined. If you think it's going to be easy, let me just go ahead and inform you, you are badly mistaken. Amen. You get in this thing, brother, thinking it's going to be smooth sailing. Let me just go ahead and disappoint you. You've got the wrong concept of Christianity. Amen. And I know what people think. They think, well, preacher, why in the world would I want to get in that Christian walk when it isn't nothing but a bunch of tribulation and hardship and adversity and problems and issues? Why would I want to get saved? I don't think you want me to answer that. Compare the problems of a Christian, put it up beside of hell. Put it up beside of a burning hell. And then you answer the question. I'd rather have a little pressure inside the church than to perish outside the church. I'd rather have a few hard times that I know one day after a while, thank God's going to be over. The sun will shine again. The storm will pass. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd rather have a few days of hard times as to go to hell forever. Amen. In spite of it all, the valleys, the pressures, the battles, the disappointments, I still want to be named as one of the redeemed. I still want to be identified as one of the people of God. Count me in. Put me in that crowd that's going with Jesus, sink or swim. Amen. What a determination. I've never seen in my life how easy it is for people to get sideways and crossed up. Are you listening? Amen. I mean, just easy. Boy, don't take nothing to get people just knocked plumb out of the saddle. Amen. I tell you what we need. Just some good old-fashioned maturity. Just some good old-fashioned growing up will help us. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Listen, you can't go to church. I think we had 120 or something this morning. You can't go to church with that many people without somebody getting offended. Somebody's going to say something. Somebody's not going to say something. Somebody's going to do something. Somebody's not going to do something. And it's going to rub the wrong way and get you all fuzzed up. Amen. Hey, learn to deal with it. Amen. If I quit every time I got offended, I wouldn't be in the ministry 30 days in 28 years. Are you listening? Amen. In case you hadn't noticed, God's a helping the preacher tonight. Amen. That's right. I was bowed right there, heavy hearted, and God said to me, get up and preach. I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, and preach. Thank God, preach it out. Just preach it out. Just let the devil know that down in our soul is a truckload of determination. We're not quitters. We're not a bunch of wimps. We're winners. Thank God. Amen. Amen. We didn't get this far, my friend, coasting. We didn't come this far 17 years here, my friend. We didn't just come in through here on the last load of pumpkins. None of this course has been with battles and disappointments and troubles. Amen. That's right. Be determined. Be determined. Amen. I've had people, my friend, tell me strong and straight, preacher, God put us here. And the slightest little old cloud coming to rise, call my cell phone and leave a message and say, take our name off the roll. We're out of here. Are you listening? You think that's the will of God? God ain't 100 miles of that. Amen. If you get in the flesh and you do wrong, face up to it, confess it, and get right with God. Apologize to the church. Amen. Run and don't get nothing fixed. Amen. Be determined. Amen. I tell you what, I'm determined. I'm determined. I'm going to love you anyhow. Amen. Amen. That's right. I'm determined I'm going to keep on going regardless of what people says, thinks, or does. Amen. Amen. I had a preacher ask one time, I said, how do you make it? How do you keep going? You go through this and you go through that. How do you keep going? I said, preacher, you've been through all that I have, and I've not certainly been a martyr. But I tell you what, after a while, your heart kind of gets calloused a little bit. I said, I know this don't sound spiritual. I said, no, it wouldn't go down in a spiritual book. I said, you really got to get to the point where to a point you just don't care. Amen. That's right. When they lie on you and tell all kinds of garbage and everything around town, you got to get to the point where you just say, that's just one of them things. That ain't nothing. Amen. They lied on Jesus, talked about Him, amen, called Him names. I just sort of jump up and down, amen, or to get their phone number and call them and say, thank you. You've just put another shovel full of blessing and rewards in my account, amen. Jesus said, leap for joy, for great is your reward. Amen. Where's the determination? Amen. I tell you what we ought to have. We'll have a determination that says, God, you put me at RBT. It's the will of God, and I ain't going nowhere. Amen. Amen. Problems come, we deal with it. Amen. Get crossed up with a fellow church member, we just deal with it. I said, that's how you do it. You just deal with it. I said, the Bible's full of words about restoration and reconciliation and apologies and getting right and forgiveness and confession. Amen. That's how you deal with it. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. But anyway, let me go on. David said, I will, showing I am determined. I am determined. I am determined. Amen. Somebody need to write a song on that. I am determined. That's kind of what that little song said that Miss Sarah sung the other night at church. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Amen. 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 That's right. Yes. Amen. God told us to come to RBT 17 years ago. We knew that. Settled it. Got it settled before we ever come. Amen. They wanted to vote on me the first Sunday or two I was here. And I said, nope. I'm not letting you vote on me till I get a green light. I said, I want to know if God wants me in Rogersville. Well, they said, preacher, we need to talk about what we can do for you. I said, I don't want to know what you can do for me. By the way, you ought to write some of that down and tell that crowd out here that I've been embezzling money and all that bunch of garbage. I didn't know we had any to embezzle. I don't touch it. I don't count it. Brother Carroll will tell you that. I don't touch it. Amen. Amen. That's right. If you hear any of that report, just know it's a lie. Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you, I'm determined to go on, serve God, amen, live for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I am determined. Amen. Determination, right down in here. Determination. I will. Not I might. Not I'm going to wait and see what others do. Not, oh, no. David just went ahead and said, before I even tell anything else, before I even say anything else, before I even get down to verse number four, where I start trying to get the saints to help me, before I even get to wondering what others are going to do, I just want to go ahead and let everybody know, David is saying, I will. And his I will was Godward. I will extol thee, O Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, there is what a consideration, what a motivation, what a determination, and then what an elevation. David said, I will extol thee, O Lord. Come on now. For thou hast lifted me up. David said, hallelujah, I will, for thou hast. What have you done, Lord? You've lifted me up. Hey, you remember where you were when He found you? I know that's elementary. I know that's simple. But I don't want to get over the basics that I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. David said, I've been saved a long time, and I don't want to ever get over the fact, God, you lifted me up. That's, hey, that's the direction salvation takes you, up. Salvation don't ruin you. Salvation don't put you down. It's an up direction. What an elevation. Woo! What an elevation. Been lifted. And David was saying, I didn't lift myself. David said, Lord, Thou hast lifted me up. David is saying, really, that's why that I'm determined and why I'm going to praise the Lord is because of the fact that He's lifted me up. In other words, David, I guess, could say, David's saying basically, Lord, I'm going to lift You up because You've lifted me up. What an elevation. And then, what an exaltation. David is saying, Lord, I will extol Thee. That word extol means to rise up, to be lofty, to be exalted, to be lifted up, or to be uplifted. David said, Lord, I'm committed to praising You, to exalting You, lifting You up, magnifying You. David said, I've done that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Amen. What an exaltation. What an elevation. I like that. What a dedication. David said, I will. I'm devoted. I'm dedicated. I'm committed. Count me in. Count me in, Lord. I will, for Thou hast. I believe God wants us to consider that tonight. Just simple, simple little truth. Them things got big to me. I will. A lot of people has a problem with those two words. I will. But the problem with those two words comes out of the lack of the other, for Thou hast. If you get away from what God has done, the I will collapse with it. If you let something or someone else, what they're doing or not doing, replace what Thou hast done, then the I will is going to change. David said, I'm going to extol You, Lord. I'm going to praise You. I'm going to lift You up. I'm going to raise You up. I'm going to magnify You because You have lifted me up. And that word lifted there means to, and this is what was in the Strong's, to let down a bucket for drawing out water. Figuratively, to draw out. David said, Lord, the reason I'm going to be committed to praising You and extolling You is because You have lifted me out. You have almost, as it were, let down the bucket of grace and drew me out. Drew me out. I'm out. Salvation brings you out. Amen. Well, I read the verse today there in Deuteronomy where God said through Moses there, tell the people, He brought us out from thence that He might bring us in. He said, I brought you out that I might bring you in. A lot of people claim to be saved and they're not out. They're still in. They're still in the world, still in carnality and still in sin. That salvation there is alien from this Bible. Foreign from this Bible. God, when He saves you, brings you out with a purpose and with a direction and with a destiny. I brought you out that I might bring you in. He can't bring you in until He brings you out. And if He can get you out, He can get you in. Amen. But not without your cooperation. Because most of that crowd that came out didn't go in. Died in the wilderness. Died in the wilderness. But I just hope those two things there, God made them big to your heart. I will, for Thou hast. Amen. There's a lot of things we could say down through there. If you just go through there and read verse 1 and 2 and 3 and 7 and 11, it's where all of the Thou hast have been recorded, where He's dealing with them. And Spurgeon said about the being lifted up part, here's what Spurgeon said, how high has our Lord lifted us? He has uplifted us from the very pit of hell from the ditch of sin and from the slough of despond, from the bed of sickness, from the bondage of doubts and fears, lifted us up into the children's place to be adopted into the family, lifted us up into union with Christ, made to sit together in heavenly places. Thank God we have been lifted up. David said, I will, for thou hast. Let God, what He's done, be what will motivate you to live for Him. Let what God has done, doing, and will do, serve as the influence and the motivation for you to keep going for God. Amen. I will. I wonder how many in here today can go ahead and say, I will. And that's a Godward direction. I will extol Thee, O Lord. Amen. Amen. See, a lot of times we fail to think about this. So, devil wants to get you messed up with your relationship with God. Amen. Amen. I will extol Thee, O Lord. That's a direction. That's a direction. What a direction. David said, my focus and my consideration, my concentration is on, Lord, what You've done. David had people hated him. Saul tried to kill him. Absalom tried to take his kingdom. I mean, he had a lot of issues. But David said, Lord, I'm going to stay focused on what You've done. The personal works of God, not only the personal works of God, but also the past works of God. Thou hast. Thou hast. Think about that. That's what our testimonies ought to be. It's what God's done. Amen. Amen. Give God praise when He does something. No matter what's going on in your life, be committed to praising the Lord for what He's done. Our church cannot be stopped if it's got people in it that will say, Lord, I will. I will praise You. I'll serve You. I'll live for You. Amen. I'll do that. One reason, because of what You've done. Thou hast. Thou hast. When we get to glory, the song we're going to sing, amen, is a song of redemption. And guess what's in that song? For Thou hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred, tribe, and tongue and nation. Amen? Thou hast. Hey, when we get to heaven, it won't be about what we've done. It'll be about what He's done. Hallelujah. And God, listen, heaven's not going to be silent. Heaven is going to be a very, very loud place. Can you imagine a number which no man can number? Absolutely head over heels in love with Jesus. Everybody in perfect harmony. Giving perfect praise for a perfect Lord. Brother Brian talked about in the prayer room. He said, and everything in heaven has a reflection about it. And everywhere you look, He's the light of the city. And everywhere you look, you're going to see Him. Hallelujah. Glory, amen. I will, for Thou hast. Well, I hope God puts that in our heart. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet.